When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 18th day of February 2025. And this is, well, way back in the, all by himself back there in the phone booth. It's Pastor's Mighty Man, and that's Lee. Lee's back there all by himself. We call him Lonely Lee. Okay. Anyhow, then in the glass cage kept in there, right behind us here, is none other, and he is the producer extraordinaire. That's why we have to keep him by himself. He's far above, right?
That's right.
Another style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
There you go. Oh. And you heard the cackling in here. That cackling comes right there from the studio marm, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay. Get out there. Go on. And then we have right here, live with the studio with me, the mighty Elder Randall Barkley.
Good evening, good evening. Our God reigns.
Amen. So we're ready to roll tonight. This is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week, day two. And so we need to hear from you. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673, or the credit card line is 888-281-1110, and we have a pledge already. Wendy, out there from North Carolina, pledges $660.
Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy. All righty. We have, we're going to get right into our message tonight. Title of the message was Those That Wallow in Profanity. Mm. And we've been talking about that. Now it's the big news story that I heard mentioned again today. All of a sudden, the Democrats, for some reason, think that, I mean, and it's getting nasty on PU, The View, you know, just, you know, what they call potty mouths. I mean, you know, again, people using profanity, not caring, you know, some people, some of us are offended, you know. We get offended, especially when they take the Lord's name in vain. That really offends me. Yeah. I won't tolerate it, okay? Yeah. And so, you know, you notice that, like we said, you never hear anybody saying Buddha Dam or Allah Dam, okay? But here now, we're going to pick it up where we left off because God's Word, the Bible, has a whole lot to say about those that use profanity all the time.
All right.
And we're going to pick it up where we left off. Romans chapter 3, starting with verse, would you read verse 13 through 17?
Yes. And we have, their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known.
Well, I want to jump over very quickly to Psalm chapter 10 and verse 7, too. It says, his mouth is full of cursings and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. Now, I want you to think about this, Randall. You've seen them out there all week. Yesterday, they were out there protesting all across. They wanted to go to 50 capitals, 50 states, and using shouting, screaming, using profanity. And then you have people up there coming out, these Democrats, and they're talking about taking up arms. They're going to take up arms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those people are dumb. They probably shoot each other, okay?
Yeah.
They're not smart people.
Yeah.
Smart people, you know, don't have to use profanity to try to impress people.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've mentioned this before. One day when we were preaching to the Sodomites,
mm-hmm.
there at the Sodomite parade here in Cleveland, you had this young guy, he was marching up and down the sidewalk, and he just shouting out profanities, especially the F-bomb. And so he come by, and I says, I know why you're doing that. And he stops, and he looks at me, and he says, why? I says, there's usually three reasons. He says, really? I said, yeah. What are they? I says, well, the first one means you normally have a very limited vocabulary. That means you don't know a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I said, the second one means you've not had a very good raising up, bringing up. In other words, mm-hmm. your parents didn't do a good job in raising you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I said, the third one usually means you have a low IQ. And then he stops, he looks at me. Are you saying I'm a blankety blankety idiot? I says, now you're getting smart, okay? And so, and folks, let me tell you, you think that impresses people now. But here's the problem, the real problem, Elder, is it's not just the Democrats. We have people on the right, people I know, mm-hmm. and people in media. And I use their clips. They're supposed to be conservative talk show hosts like us, mm-hmm. okay? And professing Christians. And now, they're dropping. They're saying it's accepted now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not accepted by me. I have higher standards than that, okay? Mm-hmm. But they're you dropping the F-bomb, and now I can't use some of their clips. I used to promote their programs.
Yeah.
And folks out there listening, you know, I know that a lot of you out there, you older folks, you've got adult children, and who are living in a society, and they're picking up on as well. It's you know, everybody's using that word. Do not accept it. Do not accept it. I don't care. Listen, say, well, I don't want to cause a problem. You know, we're at a place and people are talking and everybody, you know. Well, then you've got low morals and standards, and then you don't have much courage either, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You got to stand your ground. You cannot accept that. You don't lower your standards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
The throat is like an open sepulcher.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what God has to say about it.
Right.
Right? Are you gonna ignore what God has to say about it?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. He says, in their tongues they have used deceit.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to turn over to James chapter 3. And in James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Okay. Go ahead and read verses 1 through 12.
Okay. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be great, be so great, and and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive trees, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man?
No, that's okay right okay. There. I want to go back, but first we want to say, okay, Hector in Michigan pledges $20.
Hector.
All righty. Lines are open, folks, at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And we got a little bit more help out there back on the phones now. Good. Again, those phone numbers are 888-677-9673 or 888-281. And that's the 281-1110 is the credit card line. So, folks, we need to hear from you. We do need to hear from you. Okay. Going back to verse 1, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
My brethren, be not many masters. Know that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Now, that master's there. That word actually is teachers. Mm-hmm. Be not many teachers. Why would do you think he would say, be not many masters or teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation? So why should a master or a teacher receive condemnation?
Because they have an influence to teach and to cause people to either err, or you can turn them, of course, from error to good living, if you will.
So what he's making a point here that he's saying, unless you have been called by God,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, called by God to teach his word and have had better, let those that have been prepared by God to teach. So he's telling you, you better be careful, right? Now, his word is absolute truth, and you have to teach it mm-hmm. in absolute truth. The teachers, like pastors, Elder, are held to a much, much higher standard. We're held to a much higher standard. And so, and today, oh my, do you have a lot of false teachers out there?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Joe Osteen.
Uh-huh.
Look at Al Sharpton.
Mm-hmm.
You take a look at Rick Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Look at T.D. Jakes, he got himself in a whole lot of trouble, didn't he? But especially, I think one of the probably the very worst out there, what I'm thinking is Kenneth Copeland. I think that man's got, he's demon-possessed. I really do, okay? And so you have all of these false teachers out there today. And boy, I'm going to tell you, you know, it's no wonder why Joel Osteen says, live the good life now. The Bible says the good life comes after this life when you get to heaven. T.D. Jakes said, I want my stuff now. He doesn't expect, I guess, to get anything when he leaves this world. It kind of shows to me that they really don't believe the hereafter, okay? It's like, get it, live it now. Like there used to be a saying when we were young back in the 50s, you know, live hard, or live fast, party hard, die young and leave a good corpse. That's what they used to be, some of the things. Unbelievable out there today. But anyhow, so then he talks about cursing here. He says, for many have offended all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man also to bridle the tongue. But when he talks about cursing, their tongue can be, can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. And so here now, what are some of the ways? What are some of the ways that people curse today without thinking? They don't even think about it. Have you ever heard people say, and I'm talking about professing Christians, go to hell. Go to hell, okay? They're not, do they really think of what they're saying? Or what about, drop dead. Drop dead, okay? Or, go ahead, go die a slow and painful death. You hear these people all the time. You know, in Hebrews 13:15, it says, the fruit of the lips should be praised to God, not to curse of men. So the fruit of the lips should be praising God, not cursing men. All right, we have Sarah in Michigan pledges, is that 25? Yep, or 15.
All right.
All righty. Okay, that numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. You know, we're getting off to too slow a start here. And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make my pledge and see if we can get some people to match it. And so, wait a minute, we got some coming in. Maybe there'll be a big one, okay? And I can get people to match that one. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, all right, who is, that's me. He's putting me down. Okay. $1,000.
All right.
All right. Can we get someone to match $1,000? We need to do it.
We got to get that applause for you, Pastor.
Yeah, I didn't get an applause. I got a louder one than that. Come on, man. That's more like it there. Okay. You know what we're going to do? I think we're going to stop here, pick it up again probably here tomorrow, because we have so much to get into tonight. So what I'm going to do, first of all, I got to tell folks, Bringing America Back to Life, March 7th and 8th at the Embassy Suites. That's right down the street from where we're at here. At 5800 Rockside Road. That's 5800 Rockside Road in Independence, Ohio. But you know what? You have to be registered. They want you to register, I think, by Friday, the 21st, I believe. And so, folks, you can call for more information, a call to register. You can call 440-644-3411. That's 440-644-3411. You know, Elder, this is the largest pro-life conference in the country. This is one, now I've spoken over the years, I've spoken at the National Right to Life. This is bigger than National Right to Life.
Oh, wow.
Right here, and they bring in Molly Smith, does a tremendous job. Her and Kate Matra and all the ladies that work with them, they do a great job. And so putting this thing together, and it's, I mean, it's huge. It's huge. Mm. And so, folks, there's going to be pro-life speakers from all over the country there, and you're going to learn a lot. It's very educational. But here's the main thing. We have a lot of young people that attend, a lot of young people that attend. Mm. And so we're trying to bring the country back to life. And boy, you know, people don't realize, they really don't understand. They don't have the fear of God they should have. You know, it's an amazing thing because our sewers have run red from coast to coast with the blood of innocent children. Folks, listen to me. You got to listen. You have to understand. God is real. This world that you're living in, this is very temporal. God is very real, okay? And what he tells you, he's immutable. God's laws do not change. And let me tell you, he said the blood of the innocent cry out to him from the grave. Mm-hmm. And again, our sewers have run red. This country is standing in the shadow of a holy God and a just God. For over 50 years, I've been trying to tell people, you know, you really need to repent. Folks, you cannot accept this, the killing of innocent lives at That's all. Right. You can't accept it. You can't. And, you know, again, here's reality. People can say, well, now, you know, and I've heard people say this. Personally, I would never do that myself, but I'm not going to judge other people that do. The Bible says Christians are to judge everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so what happens here now, boy, there needs to be repentance. Okay, here's what the Bible says we're to do to stop the child killing. Proverbs 24, 10 through 12. Mm-hmm. Everything we can do. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, again, bringing America back to life. There are going to be all kinds of pro-life speakers. It's very, very educational there. And that's going to be March 7th and 8th at the Embassy Suites right down the road here at 5800 Rockside Road in Independence. So call and register. I'll be there on Friday, March 7th, the whole day. Call and register. For more information, you can call 440-644-3411. But you better call right away. All right, Bill in Boston pledges 100. Bill in Boston pledges 100. Those numbers again is 888-281-1110. That's credit card line. Or 888-677-9673.
I'm going to match Bill in Boston for 100.
All righty. Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Styles. I got the hand clap.
Yes, sir.
All righty. There you go. Now, who's gonna match you, Elder, for 100? Who's gonna match me for 1,000? I wanna look. Come on, there's got to be some folks out there that think enough about. In this radio program, I'm gonna tell you. In the early days, this was the only daily pro-life program in the state of Ohio. We were it. We were the only one. And boy, I'm going to tell you, back there, the opposition, I was up against the opposition, but we just run to this battle. We saved many, many babies over those years. In this ministry, over 24,000 babies have been saved. And they said, well, that's, praise God, that's a lot. But you know what? The sad news is it's only a fraction of the ones we lost. But we tried, we fought, and we saved. And what if it had just been one baby? Wouldn't it have been worth it? It would have been worth it, huh? Absolutely. Just for one baby, okay? So, folks, again, those phone numbers are 888-281-1110. Okay, that's the line with a credit card, or 888-677-9673. we're going to be, you know, here we have a clip that the Democrats do not want people to hear because shows their hypocrisy. It really shows their hypocrisy. Are you ready with that clip? Okay, take it away.
Single company governor of any state would ever turn down Elon Musk and his team of Doge from coming in and providing free services to right the course and financially in any state or organization. It's ridiculous that we would demonize someone that loves this country so much. Mr. Whitman, the formation of agencies via the executive action is not new, right? The formation of Doge is not new. Can you, you know, are you familiar with any other previous presidencies where they've formed organizations like Doge via executive action?
Yeah, so actually the agency that Doge is occupying is one that was created in a previous administration. So it is something that happens routinely. But I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, there's been the Office of Budget Management was created. Environmental Protection Agency was created. The U.S. Digital Service, which is now Doge, was created all by executive order, right?
And actually one other I'd add is USAID was originally created through an executive order by President Kennedy and then later formalized.
And then, Madam Chair, I have a video I would like to end with that just let's review if we could cue that. I want to remind my Democratic friends at a point in which you once had the majority of the American people on your side, this is what your party believed in.
This report tells us how to cut waste, cut red tape, streamline the bureaucracy, change procurement rules, change the personnel rules, and create a government that works better and costs less.
I've read it, and where it says the president should, the president will.
Among the 800 recommendations, eliminating 12% of the federal workforce, merging some government agencies like the FBI, the DEA, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, closing hundreds of government offices outside Washington.
From the day I took office, one of the commitments that I made to the American people was that we would do a better job here in Washington in rooting out wasteful spending. We thought that it was entirely appropriate for our governments and our agencies to try to root out waste, large and small, in a systematic way. It means cutting some programs that I think are worthy, but we may not be able to afford right now. A lot of the action is in Congress and legislative, but in the meantime, we don't need to wait for Congress in order to do something about wasteful spending that's out there. We haven't seen as much action out of Congress as we'd like, and that's why we launched on our own initiative, the campaign to cut waste. And we're going to keep on finding every possible way that we can do that, even if Congress is not acting. There you go.
I think it speaks for itself. My time has expired.
Oh, it certainly does, Eric. It does speak for itself now, doesn't it? Man, what happened to the Democrat Party? They actually used to care about these issues. They used to care about illegal immigration because it hurt American workers here at home. They used to care about cleaning up the streets, quite literally the crime bill, even though I'm not a big fan of it, and what it ultimately ended up doing, was written by Joe Biden himself. And then they actually did care about cutting waste back in the 90s. That's because Bill Clinton had to work with Newt Gingrich or was going to get usurped by Newt Gingrich. Man, that man ran absolute circles around Bill Clinton, and Clinton was forced to work with him. He had no other choice. And so, that was back when the Democrat Party really did care about America. So, what changed? Even Barack Obama wanted, or at least stated publicly that he wanted to cut some things back. What happened? I personally believe after 2014, something changed in the Democrat Party. I think they realized that the consequences don't matter because their constituents don't really care. And when I say that, I'm particularly talking about the rich white liberals who had made it, who could afford the tax policy changes and didn't want to address any of the other problems in America. After 2014, when they realized that, well, we don't really have to work for anything anymore. So they just kind of coasted by and then kept on just regurgitating what they thought was the thing that their constituents wanted to hear. Well, now that regurgitation is all over the place. And let me tell you, it stinks. All right. It has been absolutely putrid, what they have been spewing for the past 10 years. It's been nothing but nonsense. And then, now we're actually trying to cut back the government, and we're trying to cut the waste, the fraud, the abuse, and now they're screaming like banshees, because as it turns out, the rich white liberals all know someone that's essentially being given a lot of money by the federal government to do a terrible job. That's essentially what's going on here. So now, after losing Twitter, and I am so thankful that this entire timeline I don't think wouldn't be possible if Elon Musk doesn't buy Twitter. What ended up happening there is that he realized that, oh, not only is our federal government full of abuse and fraud, it has been directly linked to subverting stories and working with Silicon Valley to persuade you that certain things didn't happen. Like, for instance, Hunter Biden, who was funneling money from Burisma, funneling money from Romania, funneling money from the Chinese Communist Party back to the big guy that was his father. And we found all that information on his laptop, in bank records and statements. And we even remember the time where Joe Biden, also in 2014, called up the current president of Ukraine and said, you stop looking into Burisma or I'm going to deliberately cut your funding. So I think, again, something happened after 2014. That the Democrats realized that nothing really mattered, they can do whatever they want, and there was going to be no consequences. Well, the chickens have come home to roost. And now, instead of saying, you know what, we screwed up, we're sorry, can you please forgive us, they're doubling down on the problem, all because the rich white liberals who control the Democrat Party have lost their minds. And that's because of the propaganda that they have just been pumped full for the past 20, arguably 30 years of believing that the conservatives are evil, they're mean bigots, when the reality is the soft bigotry of the left has made everything demonstrably worse for the very minorities that they want to help and protect. Seriously, just read your Thomas Sowell for that. There is nothing more detrimental to a minority in the United States than a rich white liberal controlling policy. And so, like I said, the chickens have come home to roost. And in that video, you even saw Bill Clinton and Al Gore, which, by the way, we don't talk enough about the Democrat coalition. Back in that time, there were still Southern Democrats. Al Gore was the political son of a very famous Tennessee senator, and Al Gore is from Tennessee. Bill Clinton is from Arkansas. Jimmy Carter, Georgia. As a matter of fact, the only Democrat to win a national election from up north has been Barack Obama, and he had the entirety of the Illinois Mafia backing him. So the Democrats are in a huge problem, in a huge conundrum right now. They can't admit to wrongdoing, and unfortunately, there's a lot of Republicans who are in a similar pickle. They can't admit the wrongdoing because that means that they'll probably lose their elections. They can't admit the fact that they've been wrong, or once again, you run the same exact risk. And you also run the risk of ticking off your own constituents who are still blindly following mainstream media headlines instead of actually asking, hey, wait a minute, is there some truth to all this? Fundamentally, the Democrats have realized that a whole bunch of their constituency are just not inquisitive, legitimate people. They are simply following orders because it makes them feel good about themselves. And in this video, when you actually show Democrats at least giving lip service to the idea that it's probably a good thing to cut back the bloat and the unnecessary nonsense in our federal government. But they can't admit that, they can't admit their wrongdoing, and they can't admit that, hey, we've screwed up here, all because their constituency will have their hides on a pike all because of it. So yeah, the Democrats are in a huge conundrum, and it's very possible that Elon Musk might have even put them in a political checkmate, because the longer they keep on refusing to admit that there's a problem, the more likely that Republicans are going to keep on winning, and at this point, I am all here for it. So thank you, Elon Musk, for exposing this nonsense. Thank you, Eric Burleson. This was a fantastic little video, and thank you, Democrats. This would not be possible without your hubris.
Back, and again, the numbers are 888-281-1110. 1110 or 888-677-9673. Don't forget, folks, we reminded you that we have, for donation of $25 or more, you can get Why They Last. We don't have that many left. 50 years with Pastor Sanders, 50 years with Pastor Sanders, DVDs 1 and 2. 1 and 2 are for a donation. We're asking a donation of $25 or the little red book, the book we call the Bible Answer Book. It's tremendous. Next to the Bible, folks, it's my favorite book, and I can tell you this. Well, here's what. If you wanted to get both of them, instead of $25 apiece, you can get both for a donation of $40 or more. Donation of $40 or more. That's our special for tonight. Now, here, going to what they were talking about. You heard Bill Clinton making promises. Bill Clinton was talking about cutting out waste. You had Barack Obama talking about cutting out waste, okay? And a lot of promises made from both of them, very few actually kept. But then you had Donald Trump. Now here comes Donald Trump along. Promises made, promises kept. He's actually doing it. See, and I remember when you had, in his first term, when you had two rhino Republicans complaining about if he keeps keeping all of his promises, then the voters are going to expect all of us to do that. And they were trying to say, well, you know, in politics you can do so much, you can keep some, you can't always keep all your promises, you know. But they were thinking that Donald Trump was setting a bad precedent for them, that they would actually have to keep their promises that they were making. Folks, those were the rhino Republicans, and it looks like we've got a few less rhinos now than when Trump first got into office, and hopefully there's going to be a number of them who decided not to run again. But that's the difference. Trump is actually doing it. He's actually doing what he says he will do. And that's an amazing thing. In fact, I'll tell you what. Let me give that number again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You know what people say? Can you give the numbers too fast? Okay, I'm going to give them a little slower. This is the credit card number. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, speaking of President Trump, we're going to listen to what he has to say out there. So, Style, bring in Trump.
So also the fire department, the great firefighters. So they're here throughout the room, and I want to thank you very much for being here. I'll be with you in a little while. We'll do some great photos. We have plenty of time. Policemen, police women, and firemen, firewomen, they're here, and we appreciate it very much. You've done a fantastic job. I think it's very important to state that incredible things are happening in our country. I think we've made more progress in 3 weeks than they've made in 4 years, especially with respect to the reputation of our country. And people are respecting us again as a country and as a powerful country and maybe a smart country, but maybe not so smart, because when you look at some of the waste, fraud, and abuse that's being uncovered by DOGE and the people at DOGE, these are young, often young, but super brilliant people, incredible computer scientists and other things, and they're finding levels of fraud and waste and abuse like I think nobody ever thought possible. But before we do that, I just want to ask Will to come over. I've just finished signing some executive orders, and if we could start with that, Will, you might want to come up here and just explain what we did. Thank you.
Good afternoon, y'all. A short while ago, President Trump signed three items. The first is an executive order relating to the affordability and availability of in vitro fertilization and other fertility treatments. These are treatments that have become unaffordable for many Americans, or have been unaffordable for many Americans. And the executive order is a directive to the Domestic Policy Council to examine ways to make IVF and other fertility treatments more affordable for more Americans. The second item that we signed was a presidential memorandum imposing radical transparency requirements on government departments and agencies, in keeping with President Trump and the administration's broader commitment to governmental transparency. What this presidential memorandum would do is require, as waste, fraud, and abuse is uncovered, as programs are canceled, and as ultimately as taxpayer dollars are saved, this presidential memorandum would require departments and agencies to make all of the details of that freely available to the public. Lastly, we have another executive order that President Trump signed relating to independent agencies. This executive order would establish important oversight functions in the Office of Management and Budget and its subsidiary office, OIRA, supervising independent agencies and many of their actions, and also reestablishes the longstanding norm that only the president or the attorney general can speak for the United States when stating an opinion as to what the law is.
Thank you very much, Will. That was the primary purpose of this conference, to explain that they are all very important in their own way. Fertilization, I've been saying that we're going to do what we have to do. And I think the women and families, husbands, are very appreciative of it. But that was it. I do want to say, while I'm up here, I've been contacted by some of the biggest companies in the world. And because of what we're doing economically and through tariffs and taxes and incentives, they want to come back into the United States. And we'll be announcing various very large companies, the biggest, actually. And they'll be coming back, having to do with chips and having to do also with cars and lots of other things. We're going to be announcing some very, very big, momentous, I think, momentous decisions are being made by companies all around the world, the biggest, and they want to come back into the U.S. Car plants are being canceled in other locations now because they want to build them here. And you read about a couple, not that I want to mention names or anything, but you read about a couple of big ones in Mexico just got canceled because they're going to be building them in the United States. And that's very simply because of what we're doing with respect to taxes, tariffs, and incentives. And I think it's a very important thing. And you'll be seeing this over the next probably over the next 2 years, to be honest, but you're going to see a lot of it over the next couple of weeks. A lot of big ones are going to be announcing. And so while we're here, I guess we can take a couple of quick questions. Go ahead, please. Please.
Mr. President, have you decided specifically what the auto tariff rate should be?
Yeah, I probably will tell you that on April 2nd, but it'll be in the neighborhood of 25%.
Pharmaceuticals?
It'll be 25% and higher, and it'll go very substantially higher over a course of a year. But we want to give them time to come in because, as you know, when they come into the United States and they have their plant or factory here, there is no tariff. So we want to give them a little bit of a chance. Yes, thank you.
The EU representative is going to be here in Washington next week. I'm sorry, tomorrow. He's going to be meeting with Hassett and Greer and Letnik. What can the EU do to sort of avoid the reciprocal tariffs that you've talked about? And, you know, you've talked a lot about the VAT. Do you expect them to reduce that?
Well, they did already, as I understand it, reduce their car tariff all the way down to what we have. And a lot of that will take place, and I think some won't do it and some will do it. But the EU had a 10% tax on cars, and now they have a 2.5% tax, which is the exact same as us. So already we've saved a tremendous amount. That would be great. If everybody would do that, then we'd all be on the same playing field. Because essentially what we're doing with the tariffs is, you know, they charge us, we charge them, same amount. And it's called reciprocal, actually. And whatever they charge us, we're charging them. And so the EU is, you know, I appreciate that they did this. But, you know, the EU has been very unfair to us. We have a deficit of $350 billion. They don't take our cars. They don't take our farm products. They don't take almost anything. They take very little. And we're going to have to straighten that out. And we will. I have no doubt about it. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Russia talks, your impression of how they went today, and if you're perhaps more confident or less confident of a deal after what happened today?
Well, much more confident. They were very good. Russia wants to do something. They want to stop the savage barbarianism. I mean, what's going on over there? It's soldiers are being killed by the thousands on a weekly basis.
It is a horrible thing. And there, the war, you have the warmongers. That's why those that were a part of the military-industrial complex, like Liz Cheney and others, why they're so angry at Trump. A lot of these so-called Republicans were a part of that. They're angry because, you know, he doesn't want war. You know, he doesn't. They make money. You know, and Zelensky is an interesting thing. We sent billions and billions and billions, and Zelensky said to Trump, "You know what? I don't know where most all that money went to." Well, it's all Ukraine has always been the money laundering capital of the world, and right here in this country, you have a number of those that were in a House and a Senate, or especially that were involved in there. Everybody that was involved, the Clintons were involved over there, Mitt Romney, and most of these have sons, John Kerry. All of them, especially Nancy Pelosi and all of their children were involved in all of this stuff. And we told you right from the beginning, when that whole thing was gearing up, that all these arms that we were going to send to Ukraine, we told you, you're going to have the arms dealers sitting there for the black market just waiting, and that's what happened to them. And the Democrats are just corrupt. I mean, they're just totally corrupt. I mean, completely, completely, completely corrupt. Now, forgive me an example. They have approximately about 60 million more people on the Social Security rolls than we have living in the country. You have people on Social Security. This is what he's cleaning up. This is what he's trying to clean up. You have over 20 million dead people that have that are on the Social Security rolls, folks. 20 million, okay. Did I say Richard in Chicago gave 70? Did I do that already?
You did now.
Okay. Thank you, Richard in Chicago. Alrighty. The phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. But the Democrats are so corrupt now. I mean, they don't even try to hide it. They don't even try to hide it. And like the fellow was saying, what a change it was where before the Democrats actually cared something about the country. Today, all they care about is the Democrats. Proof of that is the screamers that are out there screaming and out there and just and cursing, using all kinds of profanity, showing you that they've got absolutely no decency, no honor, no integrity in them at all. Just totally corrupt, okay? Anyhow, not only that, look, you have people on the Social Security. I have the chart here. Ranging in age from 9 to 0. In age from 9 to 0, they go in increments of 9. 38,825,456 on the rolls. Ages 10 to 19, 44,326,480. Ages 20 to 29, 47,995,478. 30 to 39, 52,106,915. Now, I'm going to jump way down to the end of this. They actually have people from 220 years, from 220 years old to 229 years old, 1,039, okay? Now, folks, it's an amazing, but check this out. They actually have people that are 249 years, one person on the rolls that's 249 years old, and one on the rolls that's 369 years old. amazing, just amazing. And the heathen are raging. The heathen are raging. All right, we have B&B in Ohio pledges 400. Thank you, B&B in Ohio. They have been so faithful over the years. I just want to say thank you so much. L pledges 20, and T pledges 25. Thank you, thank you. Again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I wanted to say this real quick, too, then we're going to go back to President Trump. But, you know, you had that victory there, you know, where here, the founder of Project Veritas, the founder of there, James O'Keefe, he was he got fired by his own company. He founded the company. He started a company, and those on the board fired him, took him to court, sued him, and here he now won in the court. He won, and the courts ruled that he was the one telling the truth in all of this. So James O'Keefe has done a tremendous job exposing corruption. He's just done a really great job. Okay, we're coming up to a quick break here. Okay, so anyhow, well, good luck, James O'Keefe. I wanted to say this, too, here. You know, for these people who are out there screaming pro-Hamas, the pro-Hamas out there, I've got some pictures of little children, what the Hamas did to these little children. I'm talking about little children 2-3 years old. Is a horrible thing. Those people are animals. They're animals. And so are those people out there in the streets screaming and those that support Hamas. You have to be an animal to support an animal, okay? And that's just reality. So,
Benjamin Netanyahu.
I get it right. Meets with his cabinet to discuss phase two of Hamas ceasefire deal. The meeting comes right after Israel Prime Minister met with President Trump. And, you know, Hamas better listen. They better release those hostages because the people are tired. They're tired of waiting all of this time. They're tired of putting up with it. And so, anyhow, now that the Communist Party, the Democrats, listen to this, folks. New York Democrat Congressman and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has set nearly $1.5 million in payments to the personal home residence of Judge Juan Merchan's daughter, Lauren Merchan, the president of Authentic Campaigns, okay? And so, in other words, these are the people that conspired against President Trump. These are the people that committed high treason. And here, boy, they didn't want you to know that, did they? So, alrighty. Those numbers again are 888-281-1110. That's the credit card number. Again, 888-281-1110. The other number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're coming up to a break. And then when we come back from the break, we're going to go ahead and go back and we're going to hear some more of what President Trump has to say. Elon Musk thinks the Democrats are vampires. He said they must be vampires if they're still receiving Social Security when they're 300 years old. All right, we'll be back right after this with more. Okay, a whole lot more. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian Resistance. To support this ministry,
head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.